Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. You want me to do what? Daniel chapter 1 verses 8 through 10 says, "But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel, but the official told Daniel, 'I am afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you.'" Did you hear the dialogue between Daniel and the chief of staff in the royal staff of the king of Babylon? Certainly Daniel doesn't understand the implication involved for him and his three homies and for the chief official himself. The future looks not good for everyone in this drama. Well, let us check out the story. Babylon had embarked on a massive program of expansion. The king of Babylon had political ambitions to be the biggest name in the world as a ruler. He engaged in a program of raiding smaller nations who are vulnerable to the military might of Nebuchadnezzar's armies, and one place he besieged was Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel. Interestingly, Nebuchadnezzar did not engage in a large system of slavery. Rather, he raided the temple in Jerusalem and he took some of the Israelites from the royal family and nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude to understand and qualified to serve in the king's palace. It gets more interesting. Nebuchadnezzar had a well-designed program with long-term effects. His plan was to immerse these he brought from Israel to be placed in a 3-year program of education, grooming, special diet, and upon graduation, these highly trained young men would land a job working with the executive branch of the empire. I like the program. You're taken away from your country and you're given tertiary education free and promised an executive position in the government after you graduate. Sign me up. Hold it, my friend, not so fast. There were 4 Hebrew guys, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Okay, they got Babylonian names. The chief official gave them new names. To Daniel, the name Belteshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. There you have it, the names that you are used to hearing. Are you okay with what is being proposed to these young men? Actually, it was more than a proposal. It was a given. One thing you must learn about Babylonian politicians, they are ruthless. They are committed to achieving their goals because they are determined to be world leaders. They are building an empire. Daniel, serving as spokesman for his 3 homies, called a meeting with the chief of staff of the emperor's palace. This guy is the top official in the government. He knows the king like nobody else in the cabinet, and he is a loyal career government employee. In this meeting, Daniel basically said to Ashpenaz that they will be participating in this amazing 3-year program, except they will not do the diet change. He tried to be respectful, but explained that this diet program that the king himself chose was potentially inappropriate for him and his guys, or let's put it another way. This rich and varied food that will be offered to us over the next 3 years will simply defile our bodies. He did not say that, did he? Yes, he did. This is where the chief of staff stepped in. "I'm afraid of this king, nice guy, but there's something that you don't get. You see, everything on the menu for you guys for the next 3 years, all the food and wine were carefully chosen by the king himself. And there's something you Hebrew young men need to know. It is not my job that would be on the line, but the king, who is a nice guy, he can be brutal. If you do not eat the selected food chosen by the king would simply execute me." Daniel is a man of faith. I mean, at this stage, I would back off, and for the sake of the chief of staff, I would encourage my other guys to let's just eat the food. It's not like it is poison or dangerous. It's not like it's going to kill us. Not Daniel. he made an offer on the table. "Test your servants for 10 days, he said. "Give us nothing but vegetables and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants according to what you see." Can you believe the official agreed to such an experiment? And the experiment worked. At the end of the 10 days, Daniel and his homies, they passed the test. They looked healthier and better nourished than any of the other men who ate the royal food. That became their meal for the next 3 days. Vegetables and water. And it was the same result upon graduation. The king personally interviewed these four guys and they were amazing. Their IQ was superior and they graduated from the program with top honors. Now let us talk between me and you. Now that you know how the story ended, I'm sure you'd eat salad and drink distilled water for 3 years, knowing that you would get any top job in the king's palace. But I'm sure you would be reluctant to refuse the food, knowing that someone would probably be executed. And in this case, it would be Chief Ashpenaz. But Daniel stuck to his standards. They did not compromise. Many of us face challenges from day to day, challenges that seem to be good for us, but inherent in the challenge are opportunities to do sinful things for the greater good of staying alive. We tell ourselves that we can handle the king's food and wine from the kitchen staff for this period of time, that it is not our souls that are consenting to eat food from the kitchen staff, it's just our bodies. That is exactly what God does not want us to do. He wants us to not make decisions that are compromising our faith. God wants us to stand up for the principles of our faith in Jesus. God wants us to make the unpopular decision that you will not defile your body with the king's food or any activity that is not of God. So next time you encounter the possibility to participate in something seemingly harmful, when you are being asked to do something that has in it a subtle clash with what your faith says, ask this question: you want me to do what? And your answer: I will not participate in any activity, private or in public, any activity that will contaminate my relationship with God. I hold that too dear and it's too precious to throw away for a temporary pleasure. Be wise in all you do.